might have around the house to work with?
Well, you generally, people used to have, always have a little crowbar and a claw hammer and a pair of pinchers or pliers. They all mean the same thing. Some people call them wire. Now, a wire cutter, a lot of them are nothing but just to cut wire. And a side cutter is a pair of, you can use cut wire or have the jaws on it and hold things with. There's different kinds than pinchers or pliers. Now they've got come out now with a vice grip, but you can't cut wire with them, but there's regular wire cutters and regular pliers that you cut wire with, a twist wire, lots of things with it.
You were talking about a wagon a minute ago. What do you call that long wooden piece that runs between the two horses?
That's the tongue. That's
the tongue of the wagon. Yeah. Or if you were driving a buggy, you'd have to back the horse between the
shafts. Yeah.
And talking about a wagon wheel, right at the middle of it, you got the
hub. Mm-hmm. There's a hub and a boxing and a thimble. Mm-hmm. Now the hub is made out of wood. The spokes are out of wood. Mm-hmm. There's a band on the two bands on the outside, one on the inside. Mm-hmm. And then the boxing goes in there. And then the spindle goes inside the boxing, just like you put a wheel on an automobile, that their axle comes through the bearings and such as that, you know.
Well, what do you call the outside edge of a wagon wheel? That's the
fellers? They're made out of wood. Yeah.
Do some people call that the outside part the rim of the wheel?
Well, they call it the rim or the fellers, and then the outside, made of metal, that's the wagon tire. Now, that there arches on this here fireplace, and you can't see them, they're made out of wagon tires.
Is
that
right?
They use old wagon tire to make that arch, and they use lots of ways.
Well, what about the things that the traces come back to and attach to? What do you call those?
Well, that's the double tree and the single trees.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about when a farmer was going to plant something, that thing that he used to break the ground up with the first time? What did he call that?
That was a turning plow. I've got a little turning plow out there that's over 100 years old and it's still in perfect shape. And then I've got some more out there, and then I've got an old wooden beam stock, George's stock as they call it. That's the iron beam, the iron foot. What I talked about, and that's the iron wooden foot.
Is that a different type of plow?
Well, you know what I call a George's stock?
No, I don't.
Well, anyway, if you've got time, I can show you the whole the George's stock, the wooden foot. Mm-hmm. And a metal foot and a turning plow. Mm-hmm. I had them all out yonder.
Was there some kind of plow that they used to break up the ground real fine?
Which?
Some kind of plow that they used to break up the ground real fine.
No, I didn't catch it.
To break up the dirt real fine,
Well, after it was plowed, a disc or a harrow.
I
got them. And they're both good. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen these things that carpenters use them? They're kind of frames, The ends of them shaped like the letter A. You could lay boards across them and make a platform or something like that.
Well, I'm just trying to. It'll come to me a little bit, but then.
Yeah, both ends kind of shaped like this, and there's a long wooden piece that attaches both.
It's, I know what you're talking about, but I just can't call it right now. But then,